You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Hometown Roofing Pop and Pony Podcast, presented by Hometown Roofing. Put your trust in us and powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Here's Bob Pompiani from KDKA-TV and Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan.
Welcome to another edition of the Pop and Pony Podcast. Bob Pompiani, Andrew Filippone, and we are honored to have with us Andrew, one of the best players in the history of the NFL, Hall of Famer Rod Woodson joining us. Rod, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Rod, you still look like you're in great shape. Bob brought us some fried food to pick on during this interview.
No.
You strike me as a guy that still eats right, even all these years.
Before you answer that, Rod, let me tell you, this was a mistake. I came up with the wrong order, and now it's all fried food, and I can't help it. I'm hungry. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, listen. First of all, I never ate great food, right? So I never have. I'm going to let you know that now. I got a box of Little Debbie Swiss Rolls sitting in my pantry over here. I still eat that stuff. But only thing I really do is I maintain my weight. I try to keep my weight down. I try to keep my core strong by doing sit-ups and push-ups. I do an intermediate fast. So I don't eat after 8:30. I don't eat the next day until noon. And then some of the stuff that I eat, I just cut back on that, and I lost my weight. So physically, I feel pretty good. Weight-wise, I feel pretty good. But nutritionally, I still eat the same.
You got a great metabolism, and you do things that I would never consider doing, like not eating after 8:30. I mean, that isn't it.
Well, that also, I'm guessing no drinking, which would be a tough one for you too, Bob. No wine after 8:30.
You got to have wine. It's good for your heart. I look at it that way, Rod. So how many push-ups do you do? Or sit-ups or whatever you do?
I do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups a day. And I just been walking 6 miles probably about 30 minutes ago. So I get up in the morning, I walk me about 6 miles, takes me about an hour and 40 minutes. Come back home, do my sit-ups and push-ups. I wait for a couple hours to get my little food to eat.
So the only thing missing there is avocado ice cream and a comeback. Is that in your future?
No. I try to play golf. I'm not that good at that. You know, I play a little Xbox to stay connected with my sons and my grandkids. That's about it.
Rod, I want to ask you a Steelers question. Joe Hayden, the Steelers lost two corners this offseason. They cut Steven Nelson, which was a surprise, and Mike Hilton left for greener pastures in free agency. The Bengals gave him a big contract. So a lot in a passing NFL, Joe Hayden's shoulders. He's going to be 32 years old and has to be a number one corner. You were great at that position. How about playing at an elite level in your early 30s as a corner? Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I played 12 years in the league at corner. I was a natural safety. I've always said that. You know, I told Chuck know that, and he told me to be quiet and play learn corner. You know, I told Bill Cowher that, and he was like, yeah, whatever. Play corner. I think when you get older, you got to learn the game when you're younger, mentally. So one thing that that Chuck Noll used to say all the time, this game is played 2-1, mental to the physical. And I really didn't understand what he was saying until I got older. Because as you know the game mentally, everything kind of slows down for you. So you take better angles. You're not surprised by formations and routes that you will see. And you believe in what you see more so than when you were younger. So you won't play probably at the fastest you've ever played, because obviously when you're younger, you're just that much faster. Your fast twitch muscle fibers are just firing at a higher level. So I still think that he has it in him. He understands ball, but he's going to have to be that guy. He's going to have to be that guy that takes that number one spot in Pittsburgh and do it at a high level if they want to get back to the postseason and get back to where they want to be.
Ron, when you look at the game and how it's changed when you played it versus now, and obviously offense is the number one priority in the NFL, and they're making it very difficult. What were some of the challenges you faced, and what are they now, and how are they different?
Well, the game is different. You know, back then when we played the run and shoot and the K-gun, we only seen it once or twice a year if you played both teams. Well, now you see that every week. That's the first. Secondly, just the rule changes. And now that five-yard, you know, chuck rule has been in play for quite a long time because of Mel Blount. If Mel wasn't so good, maybe we still had the college rule, but Mel was so good, they had to change rules because of that. And I think the hardest thing is, you know, if you get handsy at all, they throw the flag. And then, you know, now you can't hit them overly hard. You know, it's a personal foul. So it's that mindset would kind of throw me off because I was a physical player. I was a blue collar player from Indiana that loved playing football. So that would hurt me. You know, but I think overall, at the end result, if you as a corner gave up no seams, no posts, no goes, that was your mantra, and you played from the top down, which we always call the uphill shoulder. If you did that on a consistent basis and you caught the balls that came your way, then you're going to be a pretty solid player. And that's all you can ask of your older players in the National Football League. I know for me personally, you know, would I change my game? No. Would I adapt some of the things that I will probably do, where I hit and how I played? Yeah, because I couldn't pick up receivers and souffle them like we did back in the day. So, you know, I wouldn't pick a guy up and souffle him because, you know, you would get a personal foul. You might get suspended. So you would have to adapt that thought process and how you play physically on the field.
Rod, can you be a number one corner if you only stay on one side of the field and don't travel with the other team's number one wide receiver?
I would say no, because you really want to take out that number one. First of all, you want to challenge yourself, right? I mean, that's the first thing. If you're saying you're an elite number one corner, now, I can't say that every team has an elite number one corner. Now, you might be a team's number one corner, but you're not the elite number one position in the National Football League status. If that makes sense.
It does. So, like Joe Hayden, you know, said, Joe Hayden said, I don't want to go play in the slot. Well, what if Stephon Diggs for the Bills lines up there week one? You're just going to have a rookie on him instead?
But if he doesn't want to play in the slot, don't play him in the slot.
Interesting. Okay.
Because, and I say that for the fact that if somebody is not comfortable being there and has never really played there, and in year 12, you moving there, or year 11, whatever it is for Joe, it's tough, man. It's tough playing in that slot because you have a two-way go. And if you haven't done it a lot, you know, you're just not going to play at your best. And I think it'd be ill of Kevin to put him in a situation like that, or Mike to put him in a situation like that, if he's not comfortable with that. If he's already said it and stated that to the public, then you know he will have an anxiety attack going into the slot playing against those type of players, you know, on Sunday. So I just don't think that you should put him like that. Now, if he said, hey, man, I'm up for the challenge, give me a shot, let's see if I can do it, then absolutely you give him that shot. But if he's unwilling physically, emotionally, and he stated it verbally, I wouldn't do it if I was the coach.
Hall of Famer Rod Woodson, our special guest here. Rod, I want to ask you about the Steelers from your point of view. You're in the business now of analyzing things. A lot of people didn't like their draft, but they did what they had to do to try to enhance a run game, which evaporated. I mean, it started out okay last year, and then it went away. I'm not sure exactly why. They passed the ball almost every single down, which is not the way you're supposed to do it, at least with a guy coming off arm surgery that Ben was. Did they do the right stuff in the draft, and do you think they can be as competitive as they've been in the past?
I think they can. You know, they lost quite a few. Well, they lost their leaders on the O-line, right? So we know that. But Ben's coming back, and one of the main things that they want to do is to reinsure that they have a physical run presence. If you think of the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, and I don't grade people's draft because of what people thought they should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really never know what a draft is going to look like until 3 years later.
Yep.
So, you know, I think everybody has to put a pause, not just on the Steelers, but on every team who made a who had their draft this year. But, you know, Najee Harris is a physical runner. You got to think, you know, Canada, he likes the quarterback being under center. So they got to find that, you know, between him and Ben, they got to find a happy medium of getting him under center at times, maybe in a pistol at times, where the running back's behind him and you still can run some of those type of runs that maybe he would want to do under center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, I think this is a run first offensive line. I think this is a mauling offensive line that is better moving forward than backwards. So play passes and stuff of that nature with a run game is going to help Ben as a older quarterback instead of dropping back 60 times in a game and trying to throw and sling it down the field. That's just unfair to the offense. And it's going to help. It's going to help and open up the passing game. And I think, you know, obviously the defense is going to be just as good as they've always been in the last several years.
It's the Hometown Roofing Pop and Pony podcast powered by Bowser Chevrolet. How about all the short passes, Rod? As a corner, when you went into a game and they gave you the numbers or you watched the film and the ball was out in less than 3 seconds and it was always short passing, how would you have prepared for a Steelers offense like that?
I mean, you know, I would have been licking my chops, to be honest. because the way I played, if, you know, we'd have played cover two, I would have played off instead of being, you know, going down to try to get a reroute on the receiver at number one. I would play off. Our had our safety move down like we're playing a single high look, thinking that, you know, he does have that little window. And then I would take two steps back, the safety would go back, and then I would stop my feet, and then I would wait for the slant. And then hoping that, you know, telling my safety, if they double move me, then you get the pick. If they don't, I'm going to get the pick. You know, and it worked, though. I mean, how many games they win in a row? They were 11 in a row.
Yeah, 11-0.
And then Baltimore figured them out, and everyone stole the blueprint, it looked like, Rod.
Yeah, but, you know, the wheels kind of fell off. It did. You know, I don't think that's going to be the same game plan this year. You never can win or lose the same way year after year. Mike Tomlin and his coaching staff, a good staff. They have some players. We know that. You know, Ben, you know, he just can't throw the ball that many times. And if they get their running game going again, which they lacked all of last year, which is not normal of a Pittsburgh Steeler team, then they have a great opportunity to surprise a lot of teams in the National Football League, especially in their division.
Rod, I want to ask you about the situation as it currently exists with Aaron Rodgers. He's not there. He hasn't been there. It seems to be, whatever reason, he's not a part of what Green Bay is looking at right now, which is crazy because he was the MVP of the league last year. But I remember in your day, you held out at the, and I remember chasing you all the way around. Back in those days, Andrew, we had to get on a plane and find out where Rod Woodson was because everybody wanted to know. Now it's a little bit different. But how do you see that situation playing out with him?
Well, you know, unfortunately, as we get older as players in the National Football League, they're going to use your birth certificate as an excuse to try to get rid of you or bring other people in. Now, they've always bring other players in and try to replace older players. They've done that. That's the history of the league. Mm-hmm. That's just what they do, right? I mean, there's a game that's played for over 100 years.
Yep.
It's just a part of the process. But when you have a player like Aaron Rodgers, who, and we see nowadays that these quarterbacks, first of all season, you don't have any contact, OTA, the way it's set up and all that, right?
Yep.
You don't have long training camps, 17 days, it's probably 17, 16 days, something like that. The teams are in training camp. So they're not really beating up their bodies. They make way more money. The players really invest in themselves in the off season and in training their bodies, putting more stuff in their bodies, treating their body a certain way. So they can play longer. You can't hit quarterbacks in the pocket high or low. You can't hit them too hard outside the pocket. So they're overly protected. So it's a position that you can play, and Tom Brady has seen you. Showing you that you can play, and even Aaron Rodgers last year, the guy played tremendously well last year. And a couple years ago, they draft, you know, Love at their number one spot. And it was just, I mean, even when it happened, you know, the year it happened, everybody's like, why would they take a guy like that when you got Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
When they had so many other needs, it started there. I think it's about the guaranteed money, because I don't believe he had any more guaranteed money on the contract. And I think that's where it's at. I think if they give him some guaranteed money, I think he'll come in. His thing is, and I understand it, is that he doesn't want to be an older player, and he is putting his future in the stake of the front office of the Green Bay Packers, who we don't know where they're going to be, right? They drafted Love, so they're going to have to give him opportunity, because when you draft somebody at the first round, especially at that position, you've got to give him opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he went through that. Didn't he go through that the same way? He had to wait for Brett Favre.
Rodgers was way better than Favre was at that point.
Yeah.
But he still waited, and he was at a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you draft a quarterback right behind him.
I know, but the timing of drafting Rodgers was different than the timing of drafting Love. Rodgers was still at the top of his game. I think Favre was falling apart, personally.
Yeah. I mean, Favre had a couple years left in him. He used those years. They let Aaron learn. You can't do that anymore. Nobody does it. You just don't do that. When you sign a number one pick, he plays normally. Unless he's a work in progress.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can look great. And, you know, I've been hearing Love, he was red hot in practice and mini camps and OTAs. That don't mean anything until that pressure gets after you.
Yeah.
And now you got to start making those tight throws. And on top of that, if they don't bring Aaron Rodgers back, I don't think they're going to re-sign Devontae Adams. I think he's going to be gone.
Jeez.
So, you know, you got to, you know, as a front office, you got to understand the popularity of a player at his position. And if you're going to go that way and go that route, you have to be willing to be all in. And if you're not going to be all in, then you need to give Aaron some guaranteed money for the next couple years.
Yep.
Tell him he's going to be his guy. Moving forward, and if they don't, then I don't know if Aaron's going to come in. He might come in this year, but I don't think he will, because there's no guaranteed money in it.
Rod, that's...
I don't blame Aaron. He's the best quarterback in the National Football League. He showed you last year, and he's still showing. When he gets out of the pocket, I've never seen a quarterback throw the ball with such accuracy that he has in his career, and that has not dropped off.
Rod, that's one way to maybe not do things, the way the Packers have handled Aaron Rodgers. How about the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger? Matt Canada talked, the new offensive coordinator, for the first time this week and said, we're going to do what Ben Roethlisberger wants to do, and we're going to do it how Ben Roethlisberger wants to do it, basically saying it's his offense. Do you agree with giving a 39-year-old aging quarterback that kind of power?
I would hope that it was more tongue in cheek. And what I mean by that is that he just said that to the masses, and, you know, but they have a mutual understanding behind closed doors that we have to come to a compromise, because we just can't put Ben in that situation throughout the whole season. And then what I said, and then what I suggested even, you know, earlier in the off season is that, okay, if Ben wants to, you know, throw the football, but you want to get in a running set instead of being under center, because Ben can't get from that position as fast as he used to, then just put him in the pistol. And you still can run. You got the running back behind him. Yes, he's a little bit deeper than normal, but you can still run some of your same run plays that you could if he was under center. So maybe that's a give take. I would hope that it's a little tongue in cheek. I know he's trying to appease Ben. But at the end of the day, you're trying to win football games. And you can't do everything the player wants, but you can do some things, because he has been around for a long time. He does have a good feel for what he wants to accomplish and what you know, greatness looks like for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense to be successful. I get that. But I just, you know, if to do everything one player wants, I don't know if that would be the best idea. But I think, you know, if that's tongue-in-cheek and they're working – very well behind the scenes, that's what I would be hoping for.
Another player spoke this week of high interest, and that's Juju Smith-Schuster, who said he wants to be outside more. He's going, you know, he signed a one-year, $8 million deal.
Doesn't want to be a slot receiver.
He doesn't, but that he was very effective in that role. And when you're looking at a third down possession, they don't have much beyond him there. So I'm wondering, how do you put him out there when you got guys outside like Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool and Washington? You can't have everyone outside.
No, you can't. I mean, you know, Juju, a big body guy, you know, if you look at how he caught the ball in traffic, you know, more crossing routes, more kind of deep over routes, what we call Dover routes. That's what he has done in his career with the Steelers, and he'll run some of those sit-down routes in the middle of the field. I understand what he's saying. You know, I understand that he's saying I need to be out there. You know, I don't understand why they don't have a real true slot receiver, a guy that can create separation, make big plays, because normally your slot receiver is a guy that gives headaches to nickels, not just from a size standpoint, but just from – him being able to create that separation on his own, on his break by himself. Not really would help him. But, you know, at this point, if they're going to still use Juju in there, then Juju has to play in there. And sometimes as a player, you have to sacrifice what's the purpose and the benefit of the team. But hopefully some way, somehow they'll find a way to get him more, a little bit more outside where he can use that big body down the sideline and make it some more big plays.
All right, Rod, we'll let you get to that Little Debbie's in the pantry, your Swiss rolls.
Yeah. By the way, I got to tell you, too, Rod.
That's later tonight.
Okay. Yeah,
Rod, when he was in Pittsburgh, we did a TV show at his restaurant. Did you know he had a restaurant here in Station Square?
I did not.
Called Rod Woodson's Grill. You remember those days, Rod?
Yeah, Woodson All-Star Grill. It was before its time on the South Side. Now the South Side has, you know, blossomed and bloomed into a great place to be, so... We were just ahead of our time.
You were ahead of your time.
Renaissance,
man. You certainly were as a player, too. We appreciate watching you over the years. We appreciate
Thanks,
what
Rod.
You did for Pittsburgh and continue the good work on TV, too. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Rod.
I appreciate you guys. Black and gold for life.
You've been listening to the Hometown Roofing Pomp and Pony Podcast. Hometown Roofing, put your trust in us at Powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Join us each week for another Hometown Roofing Pomp and Pony Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.